Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I've got a couple of things I want to say. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us, and I've got one of those. This is today. This week, and I've got, I want to talk about something I consider to be a solid gold gift from customers. So I want to start out by mentioning what I call two maxims. First, the first one is a classic maxim, and the second one is a new one. So the classic maxim is the cardinal rule of customer acquisition is it's not your customer's job to keep your business top of mind. It's yours. You know, a maxim is a generally accepted truth. So it's generally accepted that it's not your customer's job to keep your business top of mind. It's yours. And the new maxim is every year your website becomes less of a destination and more of a distribution center. So you have to develop a strategy that doesn't depend upon prospects and customers returning to your homepage every time they need or want something from you. It's easier to keep a customer than to find a new one. Everybody knows that. The bad news is, with all the megacorp algorithms, online competitors, and cyber clutter, keeping the attention of even our most loyal patrons is getting harder every day, isn't it? But here's the good news. For every example of how technology makes businesses more complicated, there's a corresponding tool or an app that increases efficiency and productivity, even for small businesses. All you got to do is realize that you need it and go after it and go find it. And then buy it. It might even be free. Some of the stuff's free. And if you have to pay for it, it's usually a pretty darn good deal. One prime example of how to stay on the radar screen of people who already know you, users, prospects, and customers. You know what a customer is. A customer writes you a check. A prospect is someone who hasn't written you a check, but they do buy what you own, what you sell, I should say. They buy what you sell, so if they're going to buy from somebody, they might as well buy from you. That makes them a prospect. And users. Users are people who appraise you. They appraise your website or your products based on what they've seen or heard, even without doing business with you. So they are influencers. So you've got to stay, if you're going to stay on the radar screen of those people, especially to get the users to say nice things about you, you have to practice what I call the follow me home strategy, quote, follow me home, end quote, strategy. Once someone determines that they like your business, they're increasingly willing to give permission for you to follow me home with digital information and content, by email, a newsletter, by texting, by social media, all that stuff. So how many of you have relationships with vendors, with businesses, where they email you and tell you, hey, something you bought from us is on sale now? Because you said, you gave them permission to follow you home. You said, follow me home with, they have the button there, right? Would you like for us to tell you about stuff? That's their way of saying, can we follow you home? And you said yes. And they did it. Or would you like for us to let you know when your order is in? And you say yes. And then they say, do you want an email or do you want a text? This is all part of follow me home. And it's not just a good thing for you. It's a convenience for the customer. And they are starting to expect it more from you. So Follow Me Home supports three critical elements in the 21st century customer relationship. First is emotional. At the heart of Follow Me Home is trust that a business won't abuse the privilege. This is a gift, my friends. It's value, protects, and you have to value and you have to protect this, and you have to perform on this. When people give you the emotional, that they give you the trust of saying, follow me home, it's a privilege, and you have to take care of that. You have to protect it. Facebook, for example, did not do this, right? That's what they're in trouble for right now. They did not value, protect, and perform on this privilege. Practical. Follow me home conveys that you understand people have other options. They're very busy, and they want reliable companies to help them stay connected. It's a practical thing. And it's also technical. Elements on your website that make Follow Me Home easy, like subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Twitter, etc., with a link to those things. That scores the online hat trick. Values, thought leadership, and technical capability. It's a big deal. Getting a Follow Me Home invitation from a prospect or a customer is good for your business in three important ways. Prospects and customers have invited you to connect with them using useful content and also marketing messages, right? Number two, since research continues to show that a prospect has to see several impressions before converting to a customer, Follow Me Home becomes a powerful and efficient and effective conversion practice. Because it happens, you're following them home while you're sleeping. Number three, Follow Me Home is the first step for users to pre-qualify themselves as a prospect. They do it themselves. New technologies have make delivering on Follow Me Home requests easier than ever for small businesses. But, of course, you have to give users and prospects and customers a reason to say, follow me home. You have to provide them with the capability and with the justification. Follow Me Home is a buying signal waiting to happen. Are you listening? That's the question. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Same with you. Still gotta try.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.